You know, a lot of times you get people who persecute you for the following reason, and it's hard to believe that they even do it, but this is real. I'm going to throw this out. I probably talked about it once before, but I'm going to throw it out there into the matrix. And then I'm going to upload it to the Skynet, you know. So, I got married, and I don't know, maybe 6 months in, 3 to 6 months. My wife, she says, why does everybody like you? I said, everybody don't like me, but, you know, some people do, yeah. A lot of people do, and she says, why? I said, it's because I'm not fake. I was trying to rebuke her and show her that she's fake. I said, I'm not fake. I'm real. I'm genuine. And she couldn't grasp the concept. And I don't know if she got convicted. I don't even know if she knows what I'm saying. Was saying. Because it's been a long time ago. Why does everybody like you? Well, first of all, your premise is wrong. Not everybody does like me. Second of all, the answer to your question, what you really are asking, is I'm genuine. I'm not fake. You're fake. Nobody likes you because you're fake. You're not genuine. They can't trust you because you're plastic. You're not real. You're a shapeshifter. You shift, and if they're Baptist, you become Baptist. If they're Methodist, you become Methodist. If you're Pentecostal, you become Pentecostal. You shift to depending on who you're with. You're a shapeshifter. Why? Because you're a people pleaser. You're a people pleaser, woman. Why can't you be yourself? Why can't you be content with who you are? Why do you want to be like other people or please other people? Because the Bible says. This is why it didn't work. Lovers of pleasure. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Pleasers of man. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. These people are real. They're plastic AI programs who have no identity, and they're walking around pretending to be somebody when they're not even. They're just like, it's like talking to a robot. It's like talking to a robot. It's seriously. These flesh creatures are like robots, and this is why they get mad. When you don't worship them, they get mad when somebody else likes you and the person that likes you as a friend or whatever don't like them. They get mad because they work real hard to how to win friends and influence people. They read that book and they try hard to win friends and build a network, and they can't do it. Why? Because they're not genuine. Be yourself. There's one channel. He started out with 4 or 5 subscribers, and he just was walking around, and he started growing his channel because he was just being himself. There was some channels they tried to be like me. You can't be like somebody else. He was being himself. Be yourself. Be yourself, people. How can you be married to somebody who's not even real? How can you be married to a plastic doll? She was plastic. Everything about her was plastic. Not just her. Well, she didn't wear makeup much, which is good. But her heart was plastic. Her soul, her mind. And she used to say stuff, and I would think, where did that come from? And then after the divorce, I started selling books a long time after. And these book titles that I was shipping out, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Those are the words she would repeat. She had no new thought. She would just repeat book titles. Even her conversation was fake. Everything about her was fake. She just had nothing. She had no internal creation ability. Vampires, these people are really... They're like a computer AI program. Maybe they are synthetic humans. Maybe they've been fooling us. Maybe we have synthetics here. Can't understand somebody that has no
even before I got saved, I had creative powers and I could be myself. Why would you want to be somebody you're not? Why not be genuine? Yeah, but if I'm genuine, nobody will like me. So what? Who cares? God, if you really are trusting God, God can like you even if nobody else does. Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter if every human on earth hates you. If Jesus died for you, that's all that matters. Do you really believe it? No, because you're a people pleaser. Genuine. There's some unsaved people who pretty much seem genuine, but you really can't be genuine if you're unsaved because you're under the devil's. You're pretty much the devil's slave. But anyway, but you see some unbelievers that are semi-genuine, and people like them. I watched somebody talking today I watched a video of somebody who, you know, he'd had his channel, but he actually let his subscribers see his wife and see how he acts at the house, you know. He was genuine. And so he's genuine. He's not saved, but people didn't write him off. My point is, if you're genuine, it doesn't matter if anybody likes you, but usually if you're genuine, everybody, they respect that the fact that you're genuine. And if they respect that, then boom, they'll hang out with you. Because you're not a shapeshifter. You're not a shapeshifter. The two-faced shape, well, really not two-faced, like 10 faces. Shapeshifters are like 10 different faces. They change with whoever they're around. I've seen it so many times. It's just unbelievable. And that's why a lot of times if you get saved out of an unsaved family, you can't really be around them much after that, because they knew the person before you got saved. They don't know the person after you got saved. You become a new person. So actually, you get a new family, a new spiritual family. They really don't know you. They don't know you. Saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. It doesn't matter what mankind thinks. Doesn't matter what people think. What does God think? He looks on the heart. Is your heart right? That's what it's all about, people. Are you genuine in your heart? On the job, you might have to put on a fake smile, and you might have to wear their little uniform, and you might have to show respect to leaders that are pure evil, but, you know, it's okay. You punch out at 8. But even then, it's best to find a job where you can be genuine. You don't have to say everything that's on your mind. You know, if you say everything that's on your mind, you're going to either get fired or get in a fight or whatever. So sometimes it's best to zip your lip. But if I'm talking in generic terms online, that's okay. I'm not. It's generic, you know. That situation that I mentioned in the real world, I don't know if she's dead or alive. I don't know. She might be. I don't think the girl might be dead. Who knows? I really don't care. I mean, to be honest, that's sad, ain't it? It's really sad to be able to say that. I really don't care if she's dead or alive. I'm just being genuine, people. When somebody's so crazy around you and tried to mess you up, try to destroy you, you just don't care. You don't have any kind of... You really just don't care. I mean, there comes a point where somebody crosses the boundaries and pushes the limit too much. You just don't care anymore. Just being genuine. I hope all people get saved. I hope God wants all men to be saved and come to knowledge of truth, and women. God wants everybody to be saved. But, you hope somebody gets saved, but other than that, if they really got saved, they would have come and they would have already probably apologized for everything they did, but they they're not genuine, so they never apologize because they don't think they did anything wrong because they're fake. They're not even, they shapeshift. I've been thinking about this for a long time. I watched them. I don't even think they know what they're doing. They might know it for a minute, but then a week later or 10 months later or whatever, they don't even remember that. I think the devil takes them over and they just don't even remember what they did. What they said, what they did. That's why it's best to forgive people. Because when you forgive people, people usually don't even remember. If you bring something up a year, 5 years later, that they did to you, and you say, well, you never apologize for that or something, they won't even remember. They'll say, oh, you've been holding a grudge this long? No, I really didn't hold a grudge, but I ran into you and I thought, give you the opportunity to make it right. But they won't, because they don't even remember. It was like, it's like a stranger, you know? So it's best to forgive people because they don't even remember what they did. You're holding a grudge with yourself. They don't even remember what they did. For real. I'm not even joking. Let's say somebody steals $20 from you. Okay, so they have a bad character, so they probably stole $20 from everybody else around. So they stole $20, you were friends with them for a little while, season, 3 months, a year, whatever. They stole 20 bucks. So if you quit talking to them. So 5 years goes by, you see them at Walmart or something. You say, what about that $20 you stole? You gonna pay it back? They say, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't steal $20 from you. They don't remember. They don't remember. So it's best to forgive. Because it don't affect them, and it's only affecting you. They might even be dead. This person could be dead that stole $20 from you. A year later, they died or something. And you've been holding a grudge for 5 years. And they're dead. And you don't even know they're dead. Now, what's that about? They were fake, they were liars, they were thieves, they were con artists, they were Jezebels, they were Delilahs, and you hold a grudge with somebody who wasn't even real. It's like the catfish. You hold a catfish catfishes you, they're not even real, and you hold a grudge with somebody that doesn't even exist. They're just play acting, you know. Now that's sick. That's what the devil does. He creates a fake reality, tries to get you to believe a fake reality, and you live in that fake reality, and you don't even know it's fake. And then when the fake reality crashes and burns, your whole worldview, see, what they're trying to do is destroy you. The devil in them wants you to believe a lie. Why would the devil want to do that? He did it to Eve, right? Hath God said, you shall not surely die. You'll be God. So the devil wanted Eve to eat the apple, the app, the mechanical AI program app. So the devil wanted Eve to eat the app, the fake reality, the digital fake reality, the synthetic lie, the synthetic reality that's not real. So the devil wanted Eve to believe the synthetic lie. And so when Eve ate the apple, she went into delusions. She went into confusion. So Eve ate the apple and she lived in that fake world. Now the narcissist Jezebel create this on purpose. So people who live in that fake world, they create it to get you to live in it. And as soon as the bubble bursts, or the cube or whatever, and you break free from it, it's like, I was in a dreamland. I was in dream world. And some people can't deal with the real deal. And so people can't deal with the real deal because they've been eating the fake steak. And so when they finally break the bubble world, the fake world, it's so bad that they kill himself because they've been believing a lie their whole life. And that's their whole goal, is to mess with your mind so much, to put you in a fake reality. And when you start to this is the way this whole system is. As you peel off the layers of the onion and you start to see reality for what it is, it's like Neo, you can't hardly walk. It's like, what? So God slowly lets you see the truth. But they are master deceivers, master liars. They're masters at creating fake realities. Here's what they're doing. They're trying to find a lie that you'll believe. So this is the whole purpose of a narcissist Jezebel shapeshifter. They're trying to find a lie that you'll believe. You want a wife and 2.3 kids. You want the white picket fence. You want the job at Amazon or somewhere. You want this. You want to rise up in the system. You want to believe this lie. You want to that heaven on earth. You want to believe that lie that everything's good. You want to believe the socialism lie or whatever. It's a sacrificial redemptive system, but you don't want to believe that truth. You want to believe a lie, a fake reality. And so you step into that fake reality. And then when they crash the bubble on you, because the mask will slip, because they can't be that way, especially if you're rubbing shoulders with them a lot, they can't be that way forever. So when the mask slips and you see through the mask, whether it's society, whether it's your culture is called a culture because it's a cult. So when you see through your culture lies of the devil, and it starts to break down, most people will jump off. They built their whole life on a lie, so they jump off a bridge because the whole thing's been a lie. That's what's happening, people. This is about, and it's the flesh mind. It's the six. So we create our own little cube when we're born in this place about our parents or society, our neighbors, our pastor, whatever. We create this fake reality that we want to believe, but it's the 666 cube flesh mind. And then when you realize everybody around you is a let God be true and every man a liar, so everybody around you is a liar and a sinner. And so when you wake up to that, it's like, oh, I'm by myself. No, you're not by yourself, you're with God. And so when you realize that you're just as guilty as everybody else in front of you, because you point one finger, you got three point back, then you can just be genuine. You don't have to be fake. You can be genuine. And when you're genuine, people are looking for genuine in a plastic world. People want the genuine in a world that's full of plastic. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why the narcissist Jezebel is attracted to you in the first place, because you're genuine and they know they're not, and they want to feel that. They want to feel that. But the sad part is, if you let them across the threshold, they will defile it. They're not genuine. You are. So if you let them across your threshold, they will defile your genuineness and try to make you into a copy of them, because you're associating and communing with demons or with devils. That's the real deal, people. It takes a long time to see it, but when you see it, there's a peace. At first, when you see it, you kind of like Neo in the Matrix. You're waking up. But once you see past it, man, you are in peace. I saw it a long time ago. But then I thought the 501(c) had me fooled for many years. Like the Christian bookstore had me fooled for many years. The Pentecostals, they didn't fool me for long. But anyway, the 501(c) legalists had me fooled for about 5 years. The Christian bookstore had me fooled for about 10 years. And I realized this place is fake, because they were selling books that were not sound doctrine, you know. I'm talking about something important, and these sirens, these red, now they got red and blue on the police, but these sirens are going by Because somebody's probably waking up as they listen to this, you know. Don't jump off a bridge. Don't jump off a bridge. Just go run to God and say, God, I want to be genuine in my heart. And it doesn't matter if anybody, if the whole world is not genuine, at least I am, you know. That's what you want to do.